Environmental groups have slammed the National Energy Regulator of South Africa's approval of three-generation license for floating powerships provider Car Powership SA. The decision was taken at a special NERSA meeting yesterday afternoon with generation license approval for Saldanha Bay, Kuga and Richards Bay. On the line, we have Neville van Rooy, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator of the Green Connection. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. Your reaction to the decision by NERSA, the Green Connection, has been very vocal in its opposition to Car Powership SA's being allowed to operate.
Yeah, we are totally shocked in the biggest sense of the word, shocked that NERSA will allow or make such a decision when there's so much controversy around the car powership issue, and there is the dust of most of the allegations made around even irregularities have not even settled. The Department of Environmental Affairs processes is not even entirely done, and yet they have made this decision. So we want to know why have they made this decision. We do not agree with it. We do agree with the decision to not authorize car powerships in our ocean because of various concerns that we have raised, including noise underground water noise levels in, and also the livelihoods of fisher communities in these areas.
Yes. How environmentally sensitive are the three areas for which generating license are approved, Kuga, Saldanha Bay, as well as Richards Bay?
It's a very, very, very sensitive. Any ocean has got its own different unique ecosystem to start off with, and with Saldanha, that I community that I spoke to, they told me about the harbor being a special breeding ground, for example, for the type of fish that they catch, the stormiest fish that they usually catch in the area. And that is a very sensitive area for that breeding zone that will be interrupted by a noisy ship pumping hot and cold water in and out, and pipelines through the harbor system. And you can imagine what type of interruption and complication that is for an ecosystem in the harbor area there.
Yes. So why are environmental groups are opposed to car powership projects? How will it change the lives of small-scale fishing communities and environments?
Yeah, we are opposed to it because we do not believe that it firstly, it's a solution for the energy emergency that the country is currently in. And then we also know that it will be a gas power ship that will be stationed in the harbor, and we are so concerned about the risk that is going along with that. Will possible doors of explosion is now open, possible doors of pipes bursting, and possible windstorms that is can happen there. There's also the steel company that is also in the area pumping steel into the ocean. What if that steel mixed with the car powership gas residue that is being dumped in the ocean? What type of pollution do we then have in the ocean? And this is also, we're talking about, they will station these ships, for example, in Saldanha, in Big Bay, for the fishermen known as Pepper Bay. And this is an area right in this fishing zone for fishermen. And this will be all kinds of complications. So fishermen will be once again marginalized and undermined and told you're not allowed to fish here close to this vessels. And this is some of our people, you know, does not have enough petrol. They don't even have the big vessel to be able to go out far in the ocean. They are allowed to fish only around the harbor area, and that means somebody's bread and butter will be jeopardized.
Yes, certainly. We hope that this issue will be looked at more closely. Neville, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.